800-288-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, September 24th, 2025 edition. Just a short Washington, D.C. post that I noticed this morning was sent and posted by Elon Musk based on their Doge findings. They have now found out that Ukrainian officials have released kickback numbers that they've given to United States politicians. You know, the hundreds of billions of dollars supporting the Ukraine war against Russia. Well, they have some whistleblowers in the Ukraine government that have released these numbers of our donations, our money that we sent to Ukraine to fight that war. Well, guess what? Here's a list of politicians that have gotten kickbacks from those hundreds of billions of dollars. U.S. politicians receiving money from the Ukraine war defense donations made by the United States government to the Ukraine government. Top of the list, the biggest benefactor, Joe Biden, $92 million. Second place, Republican former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, $89 million. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, $86 million. Current minority leader in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, $66 million. Other U.S. senators, Republican Lindsey Graham, $82 million. Republican Mitt Romney, $71 million. Texas Senator John Cornyn, $41 million. Democrat, current U.S. Senator from the state of California, Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff, $62 million. And former Republican U.S. Congresspeople, Elizabeth Cheney, $77 million. And former Speaker of the House, Rhino Kevin McCarthy from California, $42 million. This is breaking news post that just came out this morning. Unbelievable. Oh, man. You know, I just had a feeling that they were money laundering money back to politicians. That's why so many of these have come out so publicly in support of Ukraine, the war against Russia. Especially Lindsey Graham. What a scumbag. $82 million. Just unbelievable. Hey, I got a text message from Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. He sent me a text message this morning. He said, Randy, could you do a shout-out to a good friend of mine, Captain Kent Seckler? He's on a little bit of a holiday, and he's here with his dog, Coco. He said, I wonder if you'd give him a shout-out. He's a Trucker Randy listener from Elwood, Indiana. He's currently a Southwest Airlines captain. So absolutely. Hey, Kent, how you doing, man? Maybe we can hook up down in Elk Rapids when you're staying down there. I go through Elk Rapids almost every single day, so Jeff will give you my contact information, and we will hook up. One of the stories that caught my eye, Patty McMurray's post late on Monday, went big time yesterday. If you thought we'd never have an audit of the 2020 Detroit election records, think again. Thanks to New Jersey native Yehuda Miller's FOIA request and legal persistence, we now have secured through a court order to have access to all of the Detroit election records from the 2020 general election, as well as the Wayne County records, to be able to cross-check the information. Well, why does this matter at this stage of the game? Well, you may not realize this, but there are still quite a few lawsuits ongoing pertaining to the 2020 election in play right now, including legal actions against Mike Lindell of the MyPillow company, Dr. John Eastman, who I had on the show yesterday, and many electors in Arizona and Georgia and others. Plus, there are active grand jury investigations with likely connections to the 2020 election that promised to result in criminal indictments for election malfeasance. Also, President Trump has called for a special counsel to investigate the 2020 elections. And now you have this. This came from a Twitter X post by former state senator Patrick Kobach. The Detroit records will now be examined by us, quote, meddling kids, in a methodical manner that will thoroughly document any and all malfeasance short of those only evident via electronic voting system records, which until this point have remained hidden from public view. The effort is likely to take more than a month or two to be completed by volunteers, but it will be done. Remember, the most exhaustive review of the Detroit election records to date was performed shortly after the November election by the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. The two Republicans on that board voted no on certification in a large part due to the fact that 71% of Detroit's absentee voter counting boards did not balance. That means the number of ballots did not equal the number of registered voters. If the audit indicates a fraud rate that could possibly erase the 154,188 margin of victory which was allocated to Joe Biden, then not only will the 16 Michigan electors for the 2020 presidential election be proven that they did the right thing and signed their Electoral College votes to certify President Donald Trump did in fact win the state of Michigan back in 2020. Stay tuned as these findings are released. We will bring them to you post by Senator Patrick Kobach. Now, here's one of the things you have to understand. We've been a very large voice in this going all the way back to November of 2020. I've explained many times what I personally witnessed that night and the early morning hours the following day of the November 2020 general election. Saw it with my own eyes. We have video proof of it. As a matter of fact, it's in the documentary that Dr. John Eastman had produced by MadisonMediaFund.org. If you would like to see that video, that documentary that they put together, text me Eastman, E-A-S-T-M-A-N. I'll send you a link back to his legal defense fund, as well as the website, MadisonMediaFund.org, where you can view for free right now that movie. If you guys have a group that you normally meet on a regular basis, I'm going to send it to my Antrim County Chair, Marv Rubing, to see if he'll consider us hosting a movie night. Maybe perhaps at a local theater. We're going to talk to the folks over at the Bel Air Theater in Bel Air. I'm also going to reach out to the owner of the theaters in Gaylord. They have other theater locations around northern Michigan as well. Going to reach out to see if we can get this movie at movie theaters. So it's something that's I'm going to do this week. I'm going to try to get it done this afternoon and reach out to them and see if we can, in fact, do a movie night. And I'll let you guys know where and when we're able to get these at theaters so that you can come. And I'm going to reach out to Dr. Eastman to see if he'll join us by technology on the big screen. See if I can tie my laptop for the radio station into the team's video meeting and be able to ask him, take questions from the audience interactively with Dr. Eastman. So it's something I plan to do, and we'll work on it here in the next couple of days. Now, he is still in Michigan doing an event, I believe, tonight as well as tomorrow. We're going to get that information together, and we will be sending that out on our Twitter X account. So, yes, greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Oh, yeah, got a text. Let's see. Yeah, Mike sent it to me. Yes, the Detroit News announcing Anthony Forlini's run for Secretary of State. Mike, I just had Anthony on the show. So greatly, greatly appreciate you sending me that link. Lots of stuff happening, people. And now, thanks to FOIA requests and legal persistence, we may be getting a real audit of Wayne County, City of Detroit's 2020 election. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So we've got quite a few things programmed into my phone to respond automatically to you guys. Just to recap what we have going so far today, Eastman, E-A-S-T-M-A-N. If you'd like the link to his legal defense fund as well as a link to that movie about the fact that he was hired by President Trump to give legal advice, constitutional advice, lawsuit precedent information to the president and the vice president prior to Vice President Mike Pence's certification of the Electoral College vote on January 6, 2021. Just text me, Eastman, and I'll send you all the information. Also, HE for the Homestead Expo. It's coming up on October 25th. That's a Saturday from 10 to 4 there at the church in Gaylord. Just text me, HE, and I'll send you the address, the information, as well as Marcy's phone number. If you'd like to have a booth there, you can give her a call and set that up. And it'll be, again, Saturday, October 25th from 10 to 4 p.m. And then lastly, the event I'll be at for sure is going to be Saturday, October the 11th, down at Liberty Mountain. If you text me LM for Liberty Mountain, I will send you the link to their website, libertymountainusa.com. All the information is there about the venue, and they will be able to start selling tickets tomorrow. It's going to be a really great event. We're going to be a part of it. We're going to promote it and make sure you guys come to it down there in Farwell, Michigan, in Clare County. I'm going to reach out to Dare Rendon, the first district chair. Make sure she gets it on their website. Dan Bonamy and many others. We're going to definitely going to have a party. They've got a concert planned for that evening, but get there early. The gates open at 3. They're going to start tours. You can take a tour of the facility, see how great a venue this is. They're claiming that they have enough room for seats as well as parking that could hold 30, 35,000, potentially 40,000 people at this venue. This is the largest outdoor pavilion stage in, they say, North America, and it's located right here in northern Michigan. So we're excited. We're going to talk to Rob Cordes, of the owner of the Trump Unity Bridge, see if we can get a political event with either President Trump or Vice President J.D. Vance next year. we're looking at right before perhaps the August 4th primary, so that people will know who to vote for in that primary. And then, of course, maybe a follow-up that November, where we can get people to come and get out the vote efforts. That's going to be something we are definitely going to talk to Rob Cordes about and see if he can start the planning for it now. As I look at the calendar, I'm going to pull up August 4th of 2026. Yes, that's Election Day. You can put it on your calendars already. The third Saturday in July, the Antrim County Conservative Union, along with the Antrim County Republican Party, will be hosting our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. That's going to be in Central Lake, Michigan from noon to 4 p.m. That's going to be on Saturday, July the 18th. So maybe, just maybe, we can get President Trump to come to Northern Michigan on Saturday, July 25th, next year, 2026. That's the date I'm going to push for Rob to contact the White House, get Secret Service to start looking at their venue and making sure we could get that cleared for President Trump, at a minimum, Vice President J.D. Vance, come basically about a week and a half before our August 4th, 2026 primary election. So, got a lot of stuff in the works. We got a lot of stuff planning. We got a lot of things happening that we want you guys to be a part of. But most importantly, it is going to be absolutely critical, and I'm giving you a heads up on this right now. After the first of the year, I'll be talking about you filing an affidavit of identity to run for precinct delegate in your county. I'm talking Captain Jeff up there in Chippewa. I'm talking about everybody. We need you guys to run for precinct delegates this year, upcoming election of 2026, because it will be the local county parties, when they hold their county conventions, that will pick the delegates to go to the state convention to be able to cast their votes for these nominees. Anthony Ferlini and others running for Secretary of State. We've got a really good race going with Doug Lloyd and another attorney person. I forget his last name. Kevin, Kajewski, I believe is the way you say it. He is an attorney as well as a prosecutor downstate. He's running for attorney general along with Doug Lloyd. So this is going to be a big, big, big year. And we need you guys to be on the ballot. Precinct delegate for your county. Well, that's it for hour number two. Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock?